Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing great. We're in Dayton, Ohio. Tell me where you are right now.
I'm sitting in my car in Los Angeles.
Wow. Well, that sounds... Is there anything exciting going on outside your car?
There isn't. I just didn't want to wake up the rest of the people on the house.
Well, that's nice and considerate of you. How funny. Well, now I can picture... Now, you're not just, like, sitting there, are you?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here.
Oh, that's funny. All right, we're all picturing you in full 24 mode, sitting in your car, talking on the phone.
Yes.
Well, Annie, it's a thrill to talk to you, and we're already big fans of Renee Walker on 24 after just a few weeks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I want to find out. I always ask folks who have, you know, joined, because I'm a huge fan, and I've watched all seven seasons, or six plus seasons, and I always watch, or I like to ask folks, what's it like? Were you a fan of 24 before?
I was the biggest fan. Like, I will challenge you on being the biggest fan. I've seen every episode of every season as it aired on TV, not renting a DVD or anything. So
nice.
It's just really surreal. I don't know what I'm doing on the show right now.
Yeah, I gotta imagine it is pretty intense. And we had a chance to talk to Carlos a couple weeks ago. Nice to have him back on the show.
Definitely, very nice.
And wow, I mean, this season is off to, I gotta say, it's off to the best start.
Yeah, you know, we're one of the few shows that benefited from the writer's strike, because unfortunately we were off for the year, but we really had time to sort of finesse things and make it as good as it could possibly be.
Yeah, that's what actually Carlos shared as well. He said, you know what, I really think we benefited from that. And, you know, some folks thought the sixth season was a little off. I honestly didn't. I mean, I was, you know, I still loved every minute of it. But it's cool to see. And let me just say, the first thing I have to ask you, Annie, is what was it like being in the body bag with dirt thrown on top of you?
Yeah, it was it wasn't too bad. I mean, I was very, very gung-ho and game for all of that kind of stunt work and everything they wanted me to do. But it was actually the unburial, you know, when I actually had to have the plastic directly on my face with the dirt on top so that Bill Buchanan could wipe the dirt and then rip open the plastic.
Yeah.
That was probably the scariest moment, because the weight of the dirt, you know, I was sucking in the plastic. It would go in my mouth, but then I couldn't get it back out because of the weight of the dirt. So that was a little scary.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So as you were filming it, how long would you say that you were actually in there with the dirt being piled? I mean, before, you know, Bill jumps up and rips it off of you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would be completely covered up to my shoulders for a while, because it was easier just to stay in there than to having to keep getting buried. And then at the last minute, they would, you know, put the plastic down and then put some dirt. So maybe, you know, 15 seconds before they rolled. And
did you have, like, a cell phone on you, like a distress signal
yes,
or anything?
I was actually texting Jack, like,
<That's right. laughs>
come rescue me.
Get me out of here, man.
Yes.
Well, there's obvious tension between you and Jack, but I think kind of in a good way. It seems like at this point you're starting to go, okay, he's not really a bad guy. He actually is helping me, even though he shot me in the neck and threw me in a hole.
Yeah, you know, it's hard because I was the one that was sort of vouching for him in the beginning, and then he strangled me and hogtied me, so
I hate when he does that.
And now he's shot me and buried me, so I gotta watch my back.
Boy, yeah, literally you have to watch your back.
Yes.
I tell you, when he's pointing the gun at you, and you know it's obvious that he's got to do something to make it look like he's shooting you,
right.
When you fell over, man, I thought, oh, that was pretty convincing.
Yeah. He's a good shot. It didn't even mess up my hair.
Yes, you do have great hair. Well, we're talking to Annie Wersching, who plays Renee Walker on 24. It's the seventh season of 24. Is there anything you can give up about tonight's episode at all? I know it's, you know, I just remember last week ended with a ton of, like, stressful situations.
Yeah, that doesn't it always.
Yes.
You know, actually, it's so funny because it's hard for me even to remember, like, what's coming up, because it was, like, episode 7 was so long ago for us,
right.
When we filmed it. But, you know, what's interesting about tonight that we've actually never seen on the show is Jack Bauer and crew go to the White House.
Oh.
So that's a little interesting. I hope I'm allowed to say that. I think that's okay to say.
Okay.
But that's something that actually has never happened. Jack has never been in the Oval Office or anywhere near there. So
no, I think you are okay to say that, because I think in last week's previews they showed him talking to the president.
Talking.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty pretty intense last week. And the other thing I thought was interesting, too, is they I'm losing the character's name. The guy who was Tony's friend who he just shot.
Yeah, Emerson.
Emerson, yes. I don't recall actually really seeing him die. He laid there, and I'm thinking, okay, that was one of those. I mean, I think he was dead, but.
Yeah, somebody else was like, I don't recall Emerson really dying. I think Tony just was like, oh, he's dead in the back closet or something.
Right, exactly. He kind of throws it away and says, yeah, the bodies are in the other room. Do you want to see him? And,
yeah.
And I thought, oh, I wonder if that, you never really saw him actually dead.
Right. It's not always the case on the show.
I know. I don't trust that guy, whether he's dead or not. So now let's talk about outside of 24 for a second. You have done some other really great things, too. And by the way, my morning show partner, Christy, who's not in here at the moment, wants to know if Scott Bakula is really in love with her.
He is. Yes, actually, he told me that when I did Enterprise about 6 years ago.
Okay. Yes. Please tell Christy and Dayton I'm in love with her.
In the future, you will meet. No.
Well, he could probably do that, actually.
Yeah.
So, and then when were you on General Hospital?
Actually, just right before I got 24. So
okay.
The first part of 2007, I was on there for about 5 months.
Okay, gotcha. Now, our pal Rick Springfield comes to town usually about once a year here and plays a show. And so were you on with Rick a little bit?
I met him, you know, backstage and during things, but we never actually had any scenes together, I don't think.
So you never got to be near the big rock star, huh?
No, just walking through the backstage halls.
There you go. Well, it's a great season of 24, and let me just say, Annie, you have been an awesome, awesome addition to the cast this year.
And thank you so much.
We're very excited to see where it's going, and we'll be hanging there every moment.
Cool. Perfect.
All right. Thanks, Annie.
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.